Here are today's top stories. 100 million people were supposed to tune in last night for the first presidential debate, but only 81 million watched across networks. My guess, they probably got sick of the defective mics. Turns out Donald Trump didn't have a cold. It was just a bad mic. Or as Howard Dean tweeted out, cocaine. Trump went on to say it was probably a bad mic on purpose since the debates are biased. Has Trump ever watched any sporting event ever? When a team loses, you don't blame the sneakers or the basketball or the entire construct of the sport. No, you say we got to get better. And then you just wear cool thrift store fake glasses or a hat that you sponsor. I don't know. It's simple. Get it together. Donald Trump really wanted to talk about Bill Clinton so bad last night. He wanted to throw it in Hillary's face about infidelity, but he took the high road by telling us that he was taking the high road during the debate, during the spin room, and then on the campaign trail today, which I guess is just Fox and Friends. What is that saying about living in glass houses in the tea kettle with the pots and the stones? And no, anybody? What happens now? Well, my guess, both candidates will be respectful and keep a low profile to the next debate, right? Right. In other news, billionaire Elon Musk has his sights set on something bigger than politics. He wants to go to space. And today he announced that he's got a plan to get people to Mars in the next decade. Yep, for $200,000 a ticket, you can go to Mars and help set up colonies. No joke. Unless it's a joke. You can never tell with the internet. This is in stark contrast to NASA that put out a much more conservative timetable that essentially said, no, this is not going to happen. So just saying, if Trump doesn't win the election, I mean, there's probably a need for a mayor on Mars or at least a township supervisor, something. Mars is going to be so huge. Senators want more information from Yahoo over the huge data breach that affected over 500 million users. Like, for instance, they're asking about why in 2016 we're hearing about this hack that reportedly happened in 2014, right? Almost 2 years ago. Why are they telling us now? To their defense, they wanted to tell us, but they use Yahoo Mail and it just took a while to get to the senders, you know, bounce back, delays. Ah, delays. Yahoo. Scientists say that a baby was born with DNA from three different people. Wait, wasn't this a plot, the three men and a baby? A man, a woman, and an egg donor. Wow, technology. Back in my day, if this happened, it was usually not something I would put out a press release about, I'll tell you that much. Speaking of love childs, in weather, it's like summer and fall fell in love. And today is said love child. So nice. In sports, the Cubs won their 100th game last night, blowing the Pirates out in Pittsburgh. It's the first time the Cubs have won 100 games since 1935. What an unbelievable season. Also, Kyle Hendricks not only won again, but his ERA is now at 1.99 for the entire season. He has one more start. He's my choice for Cy Young, no doubt. The Cubs' fifth starter at the beginning of the season. Wow. The Cubs really have nothing to play for tonight, and they'll give most of the starters the night off. They'll still win. The Cubs will play the winner of the wild card in the NLDS. Right now, Mets, Giants, and Cardinals within a game of each other. We'll see how that plays out. Maybe they can do the DNA, the man, woman, and the egg donor. I don't know. The Sox won again last night. Chris Sale on the mound tonight. I believe he's slated to pitch the final game of the season on Sunday, but not sure if that's going to happen since Ventura will probably let him pitch 175 pitches tonight. It's amazing that Chris Sale had 14 wins at the All-Star break, and right now he's sitting on 16. At the break, he was 14-3. He's now 16-9. That's 2-6 since the break if you're looking for reasons on why the Sox are so mediocre. Well, that and James Shields. The Bears continue their injury parade with the news that starting running back Jeremy Langford's out 4 to 6 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Wow. So Cutler and Langford on the offense, and McPhee, Trevathan, Lamar Houston, Goldman, and Kyle Fuller on the defense? That's unreal. Is that just bad luck, or does this team not do enough hot yoga? Come on, do some more hot yoga. The power rankings are out, and the Bears are second to last in all of football, and if the Browns kicker wasn't terrible, the Bears would be dead last. The Browns. Come on. You know what? A lot of home games coming up in October. Plenty of chance to boycott, Bears fans. The Blackhawks kick off the preseason tomorrow night, but they will be without a few key players, including Taves and Hossa, who are still competing in the World Cup of Hockey tournament? What? I thought that was over. That's terrible scheduling. Do that tournament in July. You know, this is ridiculous. Who came up with this idea? Ugh. The Bulls had their first practice today, and Coach Hoiberg said that Rajon Rondo is the best voice of the team. Wait, are they competing for an NBA title, or is P. Diddy bringing back Making the Band? And finally tonight, the Chuck E. Cheese in Oak Lawn is in hot water with the police. Why? Because of skimming off the top? No. Ripping off families? No. E. coli? No. None of those things. The kids' pizzeria slash arcade is in danger of being shut down because of adult fights. Yep, fist fights keep breaking out. Over what? The last slice of pizza? Who's next in skee ball? Come on, the last place I'd ever want to fight is a Chuck E. Cheese. Cry? Maybe. But not fight. Well, that's the carryout for September 27, 2016. Hey, it's the last week for summer grilling. Next week, all stews. Hearty, thick stews. Deal with it.